Blog Talk Radio.
It's Tuesday night. You know what that means? It's the season finale of Chicago Fire.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Yeah, season finale of Chicago
Tuesday
Fire.
Night.
She's being difficult already. You see what I go through? Anyway, it's Tuesday night. It's the SNS Music
Yes,
Show.
Yes, it's Tuesday night.
I'm your host, Scott, with my difficult co-host.
Sandy.
Yeah, Sandy, yeah. She gives it up. She's going to be on the beach enjoying her beers. Anyway, as I was saying before my difficult partner started.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
We get to see who goes down to the final four in The Voice tonight. As,
yeah, because it's Tuesday.
As season finale of Chicago Fire, we're doing Christian gospel tonight, and my partner, he needs a little bit of that tonight. So let's get things going with a little bit of
on a Tuesday night.
Oh, my God. Lord, help me tonight, please. We're going to go with Audio Adrenaline with Big House.
Your home. I don't know where you eat your meals or where you talk on the phone. I don't know if you got a cook, a butler, or a maid. I don't know if you got a yard with a hammock in the shade. I don't know if you got some shelter, say a place to hide. I don't know if you live with friends and who you can confide. I don't know if you got a family, say a mom or dad. I don't know if you love it all, but I bet you wish you had. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food.
That way I don't have to hear them. I think that's a winner there, don't you?
I think he wants to do that so he can ship me the other side of the house. He just won't say that because he's afraid to.
I'm not afraid to. I'll ship your butt over there, Miss Tuesday.
That's right, it's Tuesday.
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Wednesday.
Very good. Hey, we'll get you a cookie.
Thursday, what's the next day?
Thursday.
And?
Friday.
Then?
Saturday.
Our next music show.
And Sunday.
Very good. Wow.
And I figured that out all by myself.
Way to go.
You get an A.
When we get done, I'll go get you a milk bone. I'm sure I'm sure the dogs will share with you.
But I don't want that kind. I want something else. I want something different.
Well, we got lasagna on the stove.
I want bacon.
Oh, okay. That's in the milk bone box, the little bacon chews.
They don't taste like bacon. I want the soft bacon.
Oh, yeah. I can see why this tonight's going to be tonight. What are you playing now?
It's
Bingo Blitz. Her and that Bingo Blitz.
It's Slots.
Yeah.
Or Slots, or whatever you want to call it. What?
It's a non-winning game, apparently.
Yeah.
It's a
non-winning game.
Non-winning game. Oh, well, it's going. Like I said, we're doing Chris.
Yeah, play some damn music. Shut up.
What language for the theme we have tonight? You know what? You're going to go to hell about it. You don't change your ways. Oh,
sorry,
wait.
Folks.
Oh, you already been there. Never mind.
It's his fault.
Ain't my fault. I didn't do a darn thing.
Honey?
I didn't do a darn thing. That's
honey,
my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Honey?
Yeah, we're going.
Shut up, play some music.
Yeah. Bite me. Let's go with I Can Only Imagine.
Yeah, I can.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. By your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Yeah. can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Ah, mercy me, I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine what this summer's going to be like. Week from Friday, the last day of school. Oh, Lord, help me. 2 months of these kids home. Oh, Lord.
There's
17 Lord.
Days until we leave, Bob.
Yay! Yeah, June 2nd, everybody's abandoning me. They're leaving me with the grandkids and the animals. But I'll still be on the air on Tuesday and Saturday. We'll be playing some blues and some jazz. But on those
yeah, you're going to be playing some blues, all right.
Yeah, we're going to jam out with some blues, and maybe we'll do some albums and stuff. We'll play like 3 albums in a row, so we're up to 90 minutes.
You're going
to
be singing the blues.
How blue I am, how blue I'll be, if these kids don't get away from me.
You're going to be calling me, Audie, get your butt back home now.
I'll just be like Sonic Flood, open the eyes of my heart.
Thank you.
Sonic Flood opened the eyes of my heart. Yeah. Definitely. Hey, you remember when Marlon was here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he got me into a kind of a Christian gospel singer. So I got a couple of his albums. We're going to head out to one of them songs right now. It's called Live Out Loud. This is Alvin Darling.
Put your hands together for Alvin Darling and friends. How many are willing to live their life on purpose and on destiny? If Christ has set you free, and you plan on living your life on purpose and on destiny, stand up on your feet and come on, clap your hands. And say, I'm going to live my life out loud. Let's go.
Got your tongue now?
She ain't talking.
She ain't talking? Oh, Lord. Well, this next one goes out to all the children that are listening, if there are any children listening. This is Bruce Fight. Sunday School is cool.
I read that book. find no place where they teach God's word. Come along with me if you've never heard about the love of God shown to us in Christ, and how believing in Him will change your life. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school is cool. We learn about Mo and the Israelites. We learn to live by faith and not by sight. Abraham was a righteous man. How Jesus lived and died and rose again. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school. With a bunch of toads. We learn about the flood of long ago and Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school is cool. Sunday school.
Sunday school is cool. My little 6-year-old granddaughter is over here singing along with it. Seeing actually the song came off of her CD though. Her nanny and I got her, which is really cool that she knows the words, well, most of the words to the song. So that's pretty cool. I think they should have Monday school, Tuesday school, Wednesday school, Thursday school, Friday school, Saturday school, as well as Sunday school.
No, they should.
What do you mean, no, they shouldn't?
No, they shouldn't.
Well, why not?
Because you know damn well that you couldn't handle them being away from you all that damn time.
I do quite well Monday through Friday. What's 2 more days? They get up. Actually, I get them up. They get dressed. I take them to the bus stop, unless you take them to the bus stop for me. And then they come home from school, and they argue about doing homework. Or the first words out of their mouth, I'm hungry. What can I have to eat? The natural children saying, parents, you know what I'm saying. Every parent goes through it. What a look. Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bathtub this morning or what? Dang. I think she needs a little victory in Jesus by Guy Penrod.
His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning,
Penrod, victory in Jesus.
My phone wanted some of the action.
Yeah, I was playing bad to the bone. You know what?
He ain't on the right night.
You know what I think your phone needs to do?
What's that?
It needs to be like Charlie Daniels and get washed into blood.
Thinking God is dead, you better get that thought right out of your head. God is very much alive, he's still in control. I think he's talking to you, and it's after your soul. You think that meditation's got a whole lot of flash? There's no salvation in that new age trash. You think you got the answers in the new way you found, but it ain't gonna help you when the fire comes home tonight. The tribulation day, the Holy Bible says they're well on their way. Has anybody told you about the mark of the beast? All the things that happen when his evil's released. You better realize that there's a hell down below. But let me tell your brother that you don't have to go. And you can spend eternity in heaven above. Just give your heart to Jesus Christ and trust in his love. Hey.
Yeah, it's Charlie Daniels, Washed in Blood. That's the only Christian album he ever made. Out of all the country albums and rock albums he made, that's the only Christian album he made, The Door. Good album. Yep, yep. Every time I get replaced CDs, I always make sure I have that one. So anyway, I said your phone needed to be washed in the blood. I guess it's like virtue. It's worthy. They got 8 people right now on The Voice. Who do you think will go down to the top 4?
Me.
I don't know. Last night, all of them were pretty damn good. I really can't tell you because the ones I want to go, I don't think are gonna all of them are gonna make it tonight because the other ones were better last night.
And the 2 15-year-olds.
Well, I know the one's gonna make it, and that's
Blake's girl.
But I don't think the other one's going to make it because that other country woman that sang, what did she sing last? I can't remember. Anyway.
You're talking about Blake's girlfriend's girl.
Yeah, the other girl that's on his team. She did a damn good job last night with the song that she sang. I think she might be the one of the ones to go through tonight along with the other Flat Girl from Lake Steam. Who else? I don't know.
I don't know. Jesse might go through.
Me? I think Tiesel might. No, not Tiesel.
No, I wasn't.
No, no, not Tiesel. Chris. Chris.
Yeah, he did a good job.
He did
a
damn good,
did a good job
with I Am the King, or Bring Me the King, or Take Me to the King. Take Me to the King. I'm sorry, Take Me to the King. He did a damn good job with that song. I'm telling you, I think he might be the one of the ones that goes through tonight. It's not one of the ones I want to go through, but I think he might go through. The ones I want to go through are the two 15-year-olds, Josh, and Felicia's girl.
The black girl.
Yeah, the other black girl, yeah.
The one with the hat.
Yeah.
She's got some cute hats.
Those are the ones I want to go through, but I don't think those are the ones they're going to go through.
Yeah, Tiesel didn't really impress me last
time. He didn't impress me either, but that black girl, that 15-year-old, I'm telling you now, she's going to be the one to beat right there. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
she's going to be the one to beat on the Voice this year.
Yeah.
I think she might take it. I really do.
She got so emotional, not last night, but the last week.
Was she singing the song to her dad?
Her to her mom. That was her. Yeah, she was thinking about her dad.
That's yeah.
Right. Yeah, she gets so emotional. That's what got her through into this.
No, it's her voice. That girl's got a good voice. That girl's got a dang good voice.
Definitely. Well, I want to do a little bit of Blind Boys of Alabama with Wade in the Water.
Wade in the Water. Come on and wait in the water, children, wait in the water. My Lord, my God's gonna trouble the water.
Getting low.
blind boys of Alabama, wade in the water. They're just wading in the water. I hope there ain't no sharks in that water. Or jellyfish.
I'm going to say jellyfish.
Ooh, I hit a sore spot there.
And this thing took minutes.
Oh, no, this thing's longer than a couple minutes.
Peanut butter jellyfish.
Before my partner goes off
I'm
going to
be nice, folks, because this is gospel music tonight. So I'm going to sit here and be quiet so I don't say something rude. So I'm just going to sit back here and go in my own little world over here.
Mitchell,
what
happened?
A couple of years ago, we went to Daytona, and she got stung by a jellyfish.
Twice! Not once, but twice!
The reason why she got stung twice is because she picked the thing up and threw it in back in the water, and she decided, liked her so much, it came back for a second round. So now we tease her about jellyfish. Like, remember the song? Peanut butter jellyfish, peanut butter jellyfish.
Peanut butter jelly time. It's peanut butter jelly time. Not jellyfish time.
It was jellyfish time by the time this family got done with it. Oh, we love you, though. Oh. Honey, you know we love you. Why do you think we pick on you so much? Go ahead.
No.
I think we'll just move on with music. Let's do a little Avalon with Testify to Love.
Heart will speak what love has done. Oh, for as long as I shall live.
That was Avalon with Testify to Love. I'm going to testify right now. My wife don't quit slapping me with her sleeves of her sweatshirt. She's not going to make Saturday night's show. Yeah, she's going to be tied up in a straitjacket because I'm going to tie her ass somewhere. Plain and simple. Go ahead, make my day. Make my millennium.
You feel lucky, Puck?
You feel lucky? Well, do you? You feel lucky? I got one.
You really want to answer that question? With the mood I'm in today, you really want to ask me that question?
You don't scum me.
I don't scare you.
Yeah, you don't scum me.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Put them up.
Yeah, our daughter's over there.
Just put them up.
Our daughter's over there trying to do curry line. Put them up. I'm just kidding you. Courage. I'm just kidding you. Oh, that's it. Folks, it's a good thing this next song is a five-man song because my other partner, she's going to regret for the next 5 minutes. This is God's Property would stop, which is what I'm going to do to her.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message. Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory! Woo! You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief P! Church up in here. Come on.
Oh!
Travis with Room at the Cross for You. That's one of our shortest songs we ever had, man. It's only a minute and a half long.
No, we had one of them the other night, remember? Like a minute and 25 seconds or something like that?
No, I meant of the night.
Oh.
That's the shortest one we have. Let's bring it on down with a little live music from Stephen Curtis Chapman with
Spit It Out.
Again. Anyway, some live Stephen Curtis Chapman, One True God.
One voice in the dark, a song that lights up the stars, one breath that gives life. One sovereign in power, who speaks with thunder and fire. One Lord, one King. There is no other that can compare to you. You are the one alone. Thank you.
Stephen Curtis Chapman live. Hey, I got
it. I think he needs more whatever he's drinking in that cup since he couldn't get out what he was trying to say a few minutes ago.
No, I need something to go with what I'm drinking in my cup.
Well, maybe you need to put some in there.
I will come this weekend.
Oh, okay.
That way Saturday night, big party. Yeah, party. But for right now, I'm going to do a little DC talk with Lean On Me.
Oldie but a goodie.
Everybody listen to the true MC. True MC, we're slack on the track. Here to tell the people to love what we like. In this family, we gotta love like Christ. So precise in your life, so take this advice. Brother to brother, we need to learn to love each other. So lean on me when you're in trouble. I cast my cares on Christ, cause he cares for me. So when you need a shoulder to cry on, just lean.
Props to my man,
one, two, three.
Lean on me.
Thank you.
Little DC talk, yeah, buddy. Little lean on me, lean on me. Hey, baby, how you doing?
About ready to take somebody out. That's about what I'm about ready to do.
Ooh, where are you taking them? I hope not Red Lobster.
Not the out that I mean.
Oh. Wow. We're looking down
the
road.
We won't talk about who it is.
You know what? I think it's time for the children. Come on, children. Let's sing with Bill Gaither.
Let's shout all about God's rich reward. Shine my footsteps every day and keep
kids are we? Come on, children that sing. La 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 la. I can sing. I'm a sunny girl. Uh-oh, mommy's giving me that look. Exit. Stage right. Smart move, sunny girl. Hey, let's go down with a little Bob Carlisle with some butterfly kisses.
My wedding gown look pretty, Daddy. must have done something right to deserve love every morning and butterfly kisses. I couldn't ask God for more. Man, this is what love is. I know I've got to let her go, but I'll always remember every hug in the morning and butterfly kisses.
You can do that. You need to get big enough, or you got awesome fun. There's only three songs I haven't played.
And?
That was Bob Carlisle with Butterfly Kisses. So, where are we going? Are we going with Rich Mullins?
Well, we're going to say our goodbyes first before we do anything.
You know,
it'd be nice.
Time to go. Good night, sweetheart. We'll see you Saturday night. Good night, sweetheart. Time to go.
Are you done now?
No.
No. Oh, yeah, we'll be back Saturday night.
Are you done now?
I don't know. Stick a fork in me and see if I'm done yet. If not, put me back on the fire.
I'm a done. Get me a root beer.
That's right. I'm a done. Get me a root beer. Yep, she's my daughter.
Are both y'all done?
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I say something now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Gee, that's so nice of you since it's partly where my radio goes.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Don't forget, folks, if you watch the Boys and Chicago Fire on tonight, don't forget. And we will be back here Saturday night at 5:30.
Yep.
To 7. And we don't know what the heck we're playing.
Music.
But we'll be here.
What do you think?
So, anyway, folks, we're going to leave you tonight with Awesome God.
Rich Mullins, see y'all Saturday night's all right.
When he rolls up his sleeves, he ain't just putting on the wrist. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be believing that our God is an awesome God.
Our God is an awesome God.
The night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. A mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.